Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
And good afternoon from a freezing cold Sheffield and here from Paternoster Row. This is Swing Time for the next couple of hours here on the station, as usual, presented by myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates. I hope you're wrapped up warm, whether you're by the fireside in the evening listening to the podcast, or whether you're listening to us going out live now from Paternoster Row. We kicked off with John Pizzarelli and what is still his latest album, Stage and Screen, recorded in November 2021 at the Jacob Burns Media Arts Lab in New York City. It's funny how when artists moved into self-produced albums that the number of standards on them appears to increase. You heard John Pizzarelli on guitar, of course, Isaiah J. Thompson on the piano, Michael Form on bass, and the number was, of course, unmistakably, I Want to Be Happy, the Vincent Humans and Irving Caesar composition. One good guitarist leads to another. Here's the late and sadly missed Russell Malone and his album Sweet Georgia Peach, recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York between the 17th and 19th of February 1998. Russell Malone on guitar, Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass and Lewis Nash on drums. If you're going to play with anybody, play with the best. Russell wrote this composition for his son, who must be about 30 now. Russell Malone and Song for Darius. Thank you. McCoy Tyner's composition You Taught My Heart to Sing has been adapted by a number of soloists. His virtuoso portrayal of it is by the trumpeter Tyrell Stafford. You'll hear him now with Tim Warfield on tenor, Bruce Barth on piano, David Wong on bass, Jonathan Blake on drums. This was recorded at Studio A in Las Vegas, released in 2023. Sit back and enjoy McCoy Tyner's number You Taught My Heart to Sing, played for us now by Tyrell Stafford.
Thank you.
Beautiful playing by none other than Tyrrell Stafford. I think I credited Tim Warfield on tenor on that track. He's on the album, but not on that actual track. But I don't think we missed him too much, do you? And we heard that wonderful playing here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by myself, John Yule, and as usual, a little later on in the programme, Michael Coates. Still in New York now for the next track, track number 1, 2, 3, 4 on the programme. And this is recorded, well, was recorded live in Birdland in New York City in January 2019. Kurt Elling on vocal, James Morrison on trumpet, Clark Summers on bass, Troy Roberts is on tenor, Stuart Middleman is on the piano, and Ulysses Owen Jr. is on the drums. I don't think the tune needs too much of an introduction.
Tumbling down, remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper to me, raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. And though spring is here, to me it is still September. That September when we were together in the rain. Hit a day, hit a day, hit a day.
Unmistakably, Kurt Elling with September in the Rain, written back in 1937 by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. Another look now at the album from led by the exceptional young alto player Sarah Hanahan. The album is called Amongst Giants, and we are back in New York, this time at the Powerhouse Station, Berkeley, Studio A, June the 8th, 2023. With Sarah, we find Mark Carey on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, Jeff Tame Watts on drums, Bobby Allend is on percussion. Four of the eight tracks are Sarah's own original compositions, and this is one of them, and it's nothing whatsoever to do with Bobby Goldsborough. This is Sarah Hanahan and Honey.
Thank you.
Okay, time on Swing Time now for the gig guide for the forthcoming week. We begin tomorrow evening at the Lascaux, Wednesday the 19th of November. They'll be presenting a group called Basic Surfaces, which is a group which has a subtle but rather wide open field of melodies to play for you, mainly local musicians. Manon McCoy is on the harp and electronics, Hannah Brady is on sax and clarinet, Jez Matthews on piano, Seth Bennett on bass, and Will Shaw is on the drums. This is actually a double bill. The other performing artist will be a solo performer, Ruth Webber on saxophone sound with pedals. Cabanas tomorrow night, yeah, they'll be experiencing, or if you go down there, you'll be experiencing the Big Swing 14th Birthday Bash. That's rather self-explanatory, I feel, including live music from a hand-picked selection of artists who appear regularly with the Big Swing down at Cabanas. Chesterfield Jazz Club on Thursday evening at the Old House. They'll be presenting the guitarist Nigel Price with Wendy Kirkland's usual trio. Sheffield Jazz and two promotions from them this week, both at Crook's Working Men's Club. On Friday evening, the 21st, the Sam Newbold Quintet will be playing. Sam is a tenor player and composer, and appearing with him will be Bernard Van Russum on tenor, Xavi Torres on piano, Tom Felici on bass, and Guy Salomon on drums. Their other gig is on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, and I went to this gig last year, and it was very enjoyable. That's the Doncaster Jazz Alumni, a 18-piece big band of musicians who all started off in the Doncaster Youth Orchestra, but this alumni band is predominantly made up of people who make a living playing music now that they've all grown up. That's at, Crook's Working Men's Club, of course, and it's on Sunday afternoon, the 23rd of November at 1:30. One thing else to mention, and that's an early heads up for the Keith Peters Big Band. Their monthly concert will be on Tuesday next week, the 25th of November, and as usual, it will be around 8:30 at the Farm Road Social Club. Something for the Ellingtonians amongst us now. We have already heard Isaiah J. Thompson at the head of the show with John Pizzarelli. Here he is as a leader with Philip Norris on bass and TJ Riddock on drums on this particular track, although the personnel does move around during this session, which was recorded at the Samurai Hotel Studios on June the 14th, 2021. The album is called Composed in Colour. The composer here is Billy Strayhorn, and here is Isaiah J. Thompson's take on Chelsea Bridge. Thank you. And after someone who works regularly with John Pizzarelli, to two bands who have been working recently with the aforementioned Kurt Elling. Playing together are the Yellow Jackets and the WDR Big Band, both of course led by Bob Mincer. The album is called Jackets XL and was recorded in the WDR studio in Cologne in November 2019. Coming up then, solos from Bob Mincer, who was the arranger, and he plays the EWI on this track, the electric wind instrument. Rude Brills is on trumpet, and the composer of the piece, Russell Ferrante, takes the piano solo. Here we go then with the Yellow Jackets, the WDR Big Band, and Huey.
Bye.
Bob Minter with the Yellow Jackets and the WDR Big Band. And you heard them here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. Canadian tenor player Corey Weeds calls his 11-piece lineup his Little Big Band, and here they are recorded at the Warehouse Studio in Vancouver on March the 5th, 2023. Solos coming up from Corey Weeds on tenor, Brad Turner on trumpet, and Chris Gretin on the piano. This is an arrangement and a composition by Michael Weiss, and it's called Power Station.
Thank you.
Power Station from Corey Weed's Little Big Band here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Coming up then, another big band. It's the Maynard Ferguson Big Band, arranged, I think, by Patrick Williams. The singer is Michael Feinstein. Feinstein with the Maynard Ferguson Orchestra. The arranger, in fact, was Tom Garling. It wasn't Pat Williams, as I guessed at before. There's a number of arrangers used on this album, including Alan Broadbent, who you might remember, you might have seen at Crook Social Club playing there. I think it was back in April or early May this year. And the track we heard was Let Me Off Uptown, a composition by Red Evans and Earl Bostick. And that takes us to the end of the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. I hope you've very much enjoyed the selection for today. I've tried to vary it as much as I could for this week, old stuff and new stuff. And I'll be back along at the usual time at 1 o'clock, isn't it? Just after 1 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon here for Sheffield Live. Stand by for Michael Coates taking over from me now.